Today, we are taking a look inside a fairly new smart switch relay, dated 2023-10-05 on the PCB. As standard here, I will show its construction and change its firmware to make it free from the manufacturer's servers. The product itself from this topic resembles the already discussed ZN268131, but is an updated version of it. Among other things, the old WB2S has been replaced by CB2S. The whole thing is available to buy in many shops, and often under other names, so look at the pictures. First, the packaging. The set is quite poor. Instructions. Now the interior. I don't see much change. In the linked older version of this product, sat the AP8506. Here is the BP2525, classic. The rest similar. We have the FH171A2TLE relay at 5V. It is powered directly from the BP2525. The CB2S itself is powered from a 3.3-volt LDO. Of surprises, we also have a Veristore present here. This is an exception. It is often overlooked. SB451DS1311 firmware change. According to the flasher instructions, you need to solder the power supply RX and TX. One would like to solder to the CB2S pad without removing it. But that won't work. You need to desolder the CB2S. Flux and braid will help. Here's my whole circuit. Together also with the 3.3-volt LDO, I'm using TC1264-3.3-volt, but you can use any or even take 3.3-volt from NodeMCU or Arduino. When reading the batch, my flasher correctly discovers the Tuya configuration. JSON Tuya. Verbal description. OBK template. A device configured in this way can also be paired with Home Assistant. Details on our YT. Summary, the version in this topic is from 2023-10-05, the previously discussed version. ZN268131 is from 2020-09-16. Rather, not much has changed. The Veristore is still present. The rest of the build is still almost identical. They've only swapped WB2S for CB2S, which is something I often encounter. BK7231N replaces BK7231T. Sec. Since discussing the previous version, I have added decoding of Tuya's JSON configuration, so we no longer have to guess the GPIO configuration of this product manually. I can recommend its purchase. P.S. In OBK, it's still worth enabling PowerSave on this chip. Type it PowerSave1 in autoexec.bat. Otherwise, you'll probably damage the capacitor from the poor quality inverter from the middle quickly. See theme on repair.